Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, I wanna see you twerk. I throw a little money to twerk. I don't really think you can twerk. Twerk. If you broke, go to work. Make that big booty twerk. Make that big booty twerk. Can I touch that booty? That booty. That big old booty. Shake that booty. Can I lay on them booty? Mike Tyson on them booty. Copyright that booty. Bounce that booty on the floor. Shit. Shake till you get a little soft. Shit. Show them your mama made a hoe. Shit. Shit. Go on here, get a little low. Shit. Shake that boot in the car. Shit. Shake that boot in the stove. Shit. Shit. Pop it, stop it, drop it, pop it. If I hit a Lexus guy, I'm a motherfucking rocket. Shit. I ain't got no fucking heart. I can't be loyal to you, whore. You weren't here from the start. Twerk. Girl, I wanna see you twerk. I throw a little money to twerk. I don't really think you can twerk. Twerk. If you broke, go to work. Make that big booty twerk. Make that big booty twerk. Can I touch that booty? That booty. That big old booty. Shake that booty. Can I lay on them booty? Mike Tyson on them booty. Copyright that booty. Damn. Skinny petite. Damn. I know my bitch love me. Damn. Cause she rub my feet. Damn. Damn. You don't touch me, somebody gon' touch me. You don't fuck me, somebody gon' fuck me. You don't love me, somebody gon' love me. Dang. Money don't walk, I gotta go and get it. Shake that booty, I come visit. If you thick, I might hit it. Dang. Shake that booty for a ride. Dang. Shake that booty on live. Dang. Shake that booty outside. Dang. Twerk. Girl, I wanna see you twerk. I throw a little money to twerk. I don't really think you can twerk. Twerk. If you broke, go to work. Make that big booty twerk. Make that big booty twerk. Can I touch that booty? That booty. That big old booty. Shake that booty. Can I lay on them booty? Mike Tyson on them booty. Copyright that booty.
I like them nasty, real nasty, yeah. She like me, I'm nasty. I like her, she nasty, yeah. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty.
Real nasty.
I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty. I like to jump in that pussy and suck on them fingers. I promise you, girl, I don't miss. Squeeze on that ass while I rub on your asshole. While you motorbike up on the dick. Suck on my dick and I give you a kiss. Guess I'm a nasty little bitch. I'm with the shit. Yes, I'm with the shit. If you fucking with me, then you fucking a bitch. I know some little booties who nasty. I got some big booties who nasty. This who I go to when I won't be happy. Cause they nasty, nasty. I like a bitch, you go do what I tell her. Suck on that dick in some freezing cold weather. Play with that pussy right there in the car. Fuck all that rubber, she want that dick raw. She got that wet, wet, certified. Taking you there when she look in your eyes. Wet, wet, slip and slide. No, I'm trying to slip and slide. I'm in that pussy and I like the taste. Taste like that act in a good fan of great. On that X trip, me and babe. Ate her ass. Kevin Gates, know what I like. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty.
Real nasty.
I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty.
She like them nasty. Freaky as fuck, but she classy. Suck on that dick without asking. Swallow them kids in the back. He put his thumb in. Hit from the back, ain't no running. Hit from the side and I'm coming. Turn around, let him nut on my stomach. Right in his face, nigga, eat up the clip. Look in his eyes when I lick on the tip. Taking his soul when I dance on the dick. Spit in my mouth, I'm with all of this shit. Hit with no rubber, babe, I wanna feel it. Shoot the club up with my legs to the ceiling. Hands around my neck, swear this girl tryna kill me. Yeah, we get busy out the Henny.
I like them nasty, nasty. 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 I like them nasty, nasty.
Hey y'all, what's up? So the City Girls Twerk 25K Challenge is real. The top 20 winners will get flued out. All expenses is paid for.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
41.
Dirty dance.
Sexual and inappropriate.
$25,000. I need y'all to check y'all ass.
This is your captain speaking. On behalf of Flued Out Airlines, we'd like to thank you for flying with us. We'll be landing in Miami shortly. Flight attendants, please prepare the cabin for landing.
I wanna slim fine, come on with some twerk with her.
Throw that.
I wanna slim fine, come on with some twerk with her.
Shake that.
I wanna slim fine, come on with some twerk with her. I wanna slim fine, come on with some twerk with her.
Baby, stick it, baby, move it, baby, lick it, baby, suck up on that cook into that pussy, got a hickey, baby, watch big, coulda brought a Range Rover, chain little, but I put some change on it, nigga mad, I'ma put the gang on him, they'll die about me, they'll bang on him, in that ass poke out, the frame on him, pussy so good, he got my name on it. Pretty on the realest in the city, only fucking with the plug. Got a nigga worth a billy showing love. Only talk about bands when he hit me. Told him he ain't hit me, and we never doing quickie.
I wanna slim fine, come on with some twerk with her. I wanna slim fine, come on with some twerk with her. I wanna slim fine, come on with some twerk with her.
What's up? It's your girl, Clash CEO. We've been going weeks talking about the same thing, the pandemic, the epidemic, the coronavirus. We've just been tapping in, trying to find out the ins and the outs and the ugly, the good, the bad about the cough, the fever, to the point where I said I'm over that. Let's not even talk about that. Let's get back to the matter at hand. Let's talk about the BBW industry, the naked hustle, the truth, the ins, the outs, the ugly, the good and the bad. I know y'all enjoyed the twerk song. I was over here twerking in my seat, doing hair, doing my makeup, getting ready for tonight. And I was just, man, turned up. So that's the whole goal. The whole goal is to have y'all turned up each and every Tuesday between 7 and 8:30 Central Time. Y'all already know the number. Y'all need to tap in because we go in every Tuesday. My co-host Drizzle, he be in this thing with me. We do this. This is what we do each and every week. So, but today I want to talk about something that everybody was asking me. So what I was thinking about doing was I was going to do like series. I'm going to do like break them down into series because it's so much knowledge. It's so much stuff. And there's so many things that a person needs to understand and learn in this industry. So today I'm going to do series one, the Naked Hustle, series one. And I know a lot of people are like, what's the Naked Hustle? Why y'all call it the Naked Hustle? We call it the Naked Hustle because in this BBW industry, it is the Naked Hustle. You know, you're going to have to hustle. And it's hard, you know. But we're going to start off with why. Why did I choose to get in this industry? Why did I, out of all things in the world, did I decide to get into this industry of BBWs? So what, this is a true story, you guys, and this is what motivated me. And this is a real, real true story. It may kind of sound like a little sad story, but at the end of it, it's a beautiful rainbow. How I got in it. This is what happened to me. I was a young mom, okay? I had a one-year-old son at that time. I needed to pay bills. I wanted to earn money. So everyone was talking about how they was going to go to the strip club. And I'm not going to stunt. I'm a big lady. You know what I'm saying? I'm a full-figured, 5'9", big, busty woman. So I went to the strip club. I went to every last strip club, and I was like, do you guys hire any plus-size women? And they were like, no, you're too big for us. I'm sorry. You got to be a certain size. Basically, you have to be a size 5 or a size 6. And if you have any stomach or you have any extra legs, you can't do nothing. Well, one person said, you can't dance for us, but we are looking for a waitress. And so I was making good money. I'm not going to lie. I was making really good money waitressing. I would bring home a night maybe $250 in ones and tips. It was enough for me to take care of my bills and keep a roof over me and my kids. Me and my son, I kept them fed pretty much, to say it like that. So I was getting a lot of attention. We have a caller coming in on caller 9549. Give me a second, and I'm going to add you in if you could just be patient. Let me finish this little one thing on, and I'm going to bring you in. But if you're calling in and your phone number ends with 9549, in order to speak with me, you're going to have to press 1 because in order for us to, for you to tap in and us to interact, you have to press 1 on the switchboard. Until then, you'll just be listening in. Okay. So the guys would come up to me and they was like, why don't you dance? You know, you're a really pretty lady. I would rather tip you than tip some of these skinny girls. You have more personality. You're bubbly, you know. And the guys would tell me that all the time. And I would listen to some of the smaller girls and like, man, all I made was $50 today. And they used to roll their eyes at me and it was like, damn, the waitress is making way more money than we are, you know? And I was just like, wow, you know, maybe you're lacking personality. Maybe you're lacking spunk. I don't know. And then I thought about it. I was like, well, maybe they it's got to be a market out here for somebody out here that likes big women. And come to find out, it was always men that was in the closet. They were all in the closet. They wanted the big girls, or their wives was at home. Their wives was at home big, but they came to for their fantasy woman, which was in the strip club with the tall, small, skinny waist. But deep in their heart, they knew they want the pushing with the cushion. And so as I was waitressing and I was making money, I came across someone in another state, and they were just like doing BBW events from their local state. I was like, dang, why don't they not have nothing like this in Texas? And then somebody in Texas decided to do a BBW little small group or something, and I applied. It was like a modeling company. It was a BBW modeling company. And then the girl was like, I can't really remember the name of the company. It was something. And the lady was like, you're really, really beautiful. I like to bring you on my modeling thing. And then I told her, thank you. And then she brought me in. And then the next day, she took me out. And I was like, why did you take me out? She said, well, it just seemed like to me that you know more about this industry. And I don't need, I'm looking for amateur models, and you're a little bit more experienced. And I said, that's bullshit. I can help you bring stuff to your company. And I was so sad that day. I can't never forget that day. I was sad because I was so enthusiastic about being on her modeling. It was local. It was a plus-size modeling company. And I was crying. I was like, well, forget everybody. I was mad. I say, it's got to be something out here for plus size, soft women, but something that we can entertain in. And I was just thinking of names, and then I came up with plus size and soft. So I was like, plus soft entertainment. And I said, no, plush beauty entertainment. So that's how I got the name Plush Beauty Entertainment. And because I've already been to college for, you know, graphic web design, I made a website. I did a little logo, got paid for logo flyers, and I said, I'm going to create my own company. And I did that, and I never stopped, and I never looked back. And I started small, and I kept growing, and people were starting to invest into my company. I got gold. And that's a little brief background about how I got started in the plush beauty entertainment industry. So we got a caller that wants to speak. Caller 8105. Japanese. You are live. Okay, caller 8105, mask number 8105, you are live. We can actually hear you in the background. Okay, try calling back again because we can't hear you. And just press 1. Thank you. You guys, let me give you my number real quick. The number is 563-999-3434. You can call it to hear me live stream. And you can press 1 if you actually want to talk. I'm going to go into play another one of my good old songs. And I'm going to be right back. We're going to give the callers enough time to try to call back in. But we're going to go into a little small break.
Money like a free throw. Arch your back, put your hands on your knees, oh.
Arch your back, put your hands on your knees, oh. Bounce that ass to my motherfucking knee, oh. Bounce that ass, bounce that ass, bounce that ass, bounce that ass. for the cash, yeah. Can you make it clap, yeah, for a stack, yeah. I wanna see you twerk, yeah, put in work, yeah. Take off your shirt, yeah, go berserk, yeah. Split on a dick, yeah, do a trick, yeah. Yo nigga ain't shit, yeah, full of shit, yeah. Baddest in the party, yeah, pop the molly, yeah. Got a lot of body, yeah, la-di-la-di, yeah. Ain't fucking with no lames, yeah, playing games, yeah. I be switching lanes, yeah, make it rain, yeah. I be stunting hard, yeah, in the mall, yeah. Riding foreign cars, yeah, I'm a star, yeah. She dancing like a pro, yeah, I'm like, whoa, yeah. My pockets so swole, yeah, hit the pole, yeah. I ain't tryna cuff, yeah, I'm tryna fuck, yeah. You ain't tryna fuck, yeah, pack your stuff, yeah, ayy. I'ma throw this money like a free throw. You just keep on dancing like a free hoe. Arch your back, put your hands on your knees, ho. Bounce that ass to my motherfucking D-ho. Bounce that ass, bounce that ass, bounce that ass, bounce that ass, bounce that ass. The ground, yeah, make it bounce, yeah. Make that clapping sound, yeah, right now, yeah. Shawty, you're so mean, yeah, twerk team, yeah. I'ma throw this green, yeah, on the scene, yeah. Can you make it shake, yeah, earthquake, yeah. Let them bitches hate, yeah, get your cake, yeah. I can change your life, yeah, one night, yeah. I promise I don't bite, yeah, fuck you right, yeah. I'ma throw this money like a free throw. You just keep on dancing like a freak, ho. Arch your back, put your hands on your knees, ho. Bounce that ass to my motherfucking B-ho. Bounce that ass, 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 bounce that ass.
Welcome back, welcome back. It's your girl, M-E-E-M-E, Mimi Plush CEO of Plush Beauty Entertainment, Houston Baddest BBW Group. Often copied, but could never be replaced. You dig? I'm tapping in to see if there's any callers. Well, anyway, no callers. That's cool. You guys can listen to me some more. I know y'all was just twerking again. Hey, that's an old twerk song, really. I kind of like the old school twerk music. It's something about this new trap music I can't stand. Like, I can't deal with the new. It's like everything is trapping now. Like, I don't know. It's just because of my age. I'm kind of older. But it's something about the old school. School stripper songs, the booty stripping music, old school. Now everything is like, I'm trapping, and everything's got something to do with trapping. It's like, we don't want to hear no trap music. We want to shake our ass in the club. We're trying to get these dollars. We're trying to get these men to come out their pocket. We're trying to break break pockets around this camp. Yeah, so that's pretty much how I got started with Plush Beauty Entertainment. As I was growing and as we started, progressing, and I realized being in the industry of the BBW industry that it's hard. I'm not going to even lie to you. It's hard. And I take my hat off to any plus-size woman that comes into the club and put on an outfit, put on the heels, make their makeup, do their face, and walk around and be confident in their skin and say, hey, baby, I'm big, I'm beautiful, I'm here. I put my hats off to you guys because I never had the confidence level to go inside of a club and dress out and walk around and just be bold and big and beautiful the way you guys are. So I think that's absolutely amazing. Being in the industry has taught me a lot of things. And one of the main things that people get it twisted in is because we, as humans, we lack so much communication with people, and to the point where when you come together as a girl group or as a team, everyone wants to become close, and you want to be feel like a family. You want to feel like you want to be a part of something, and it's true. Everybody wants to feel loved and be a part of something. When I was younger, I always wanted to be a part of an all-girl group. I've always did. And now that I have put together an all-girl group, I realize why all-girl groups now have not lasted. And it's not that the women are bad. It's just that when you deal with a lot of different emotions and you deal with a lot of different personalities, people are often... we can often crash, and I have crashed and knocked heads with a lot of people. And people have crashed and knocked heads with me, and people within each other have crashed and knocked heads. And it doesn't mean that we're bad, and it doesn't mean that I hate y'all or y'all hate me, or if you do hate me, I wouldn't, I can't, I can only be me, you know? One thing people have to learn is that this is a tough industry. It's very competitional. People step on people's toes a lot. People backbite, and people hold you reliable to things that happen. And I learned the hard way that you cannot make friends and do business and make money together. It does not work that way. I'd have met a lot of beautiful people in this industry. I really have enjoyed a lot of beautiful people in this industry. I have put people on a lot of money, and I would, no matter where they at today, I don't feel like I've done anything wrong, and I don't want to take nothing back that I've done for anybody. I believe that I was a blessing and a curse, to be honest with you, because some people are in too deep. Some people are in this to the point where they can't get out of it, and the money is so quick and easy, and it comes so quick to the point where it can become addictive. But my best advice to you is don't let it get too addictive to the point where you forget where you came from or who got you here or how did you get started. Because we as people, we often forget that, okay, because I fall out with this person, I put myself on. But in reality, you didn't put yourself on because no one else was giving you a chance. No one else in Houston was giving you a chance to even care about even having a BBW night or bringing BBWs in to dance on their stage. It took a lot of work to build trust in these companies and these clubs for them to follow my background and check my resume and see who I am. Can I bring a crowd? Could I bring money? Will I be able to bring nice females in? It took a lot of work, and it's not easy. So for people to sit back and be like, oh, I put myself on, put me on the BBW game. And to be honest with you, you're right. Nobody can't put you on but you. You're the only person. It takes guts, and I admire y'all. It takes guts to get on the phone and call me and say, hey, can you give me opportunity to show you what I have? Let me get a job from you. I can do this BBW thing. So in reality, you put your own stuff on, but I am the person that opens the doors to give you the leeway to make the extra money, to get the people out here to help tip you. You really, I mean, people don't understand that. I'm on the back end. I'm the one that's doing the footwork. I'm out here going to different spots, talking to different people and being like, hey, come check out these bad girls. I'm promoting in my sleep. I'm promoting when I'm not promoting. You feel me? So I get upset when I hear certain people say, oh, well, she ain't never done nothing for me. But then they still show up every week, you know, repetitiously to make money and eat with you and to team up with you. But that's why it's called the naked hustle, because you're grinding and everyone is grinding and it takes guts. And again, I put my hats out to people. If you are trying to talk, please press 1. The switchboard says that there are people listening in, but they have not pressed 1. If you have any questions for me and you just want to talk about your personal experience with being a BBW stripper in the game, press 1. If you need the number again, I can give you that number as well. That number is 563-999-3434. 563-999-3434. And the topic of the day is BBW Entertainment, the Naked Hustle, and this is what we're doing, and this is what we're talking about. So if you want to tap in, you can. Please press 1. Until then, we're gonna let Drizzo come in with a couple of questions. That's our other co-host. His name is Drizzo. But anyway, we're gonna go into a couple of more songs real quick because I done went to KFC and my fat ass is about to eat me a chicken leg. We're gonna play some more music and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna tap back in. And we're gonna do this.
Running back to the strip club, I'm never going back. on that bitch. Yeah. Been that bitch, still that bitch. Will forever be that bitch.
Forever be that bitch.
Yeah. I'm the hood Mona Lisa, break a nigga into pieces. Had to X some cheesy niggas out my circle like a pizza.
Yeah.
I'm way too exclusive, I don't shop on Insta boutiques. All them little ass clothes only fit fake booties. Bad bitch, still talking cash shit. Pussy like water, I'm a mother and relaxing. I would never trip on a nigga if I had him. Bitch, that's my trash, you the maid, so you bagged him. I'm a savage.
Yeah.
Classy, bougie, ratchet.
Yeah.
Sassy, moody,
hey,
nasty.
Hey.
Up all I'm showing. I keep my niggas private, so it's AP all I'm showing. Beeping with you bitches really getting kind of boring. If it ain't about the money, then you know I'm gonna ignore it. I'm the shit.
Ooh.
I need a mop to clean the floors. Too much drip.
Too much drip.
I keep a knot, I keep a watch, I keep a whip. Let's play a game. Simon says I'm still that bitch.
Ay, I'm still that bitch.
Yeah, I'm a savage.
Yeah,
classy, bougie, ratchet.
Yeah,
sassy, moody, nasty.
Yeah,
acting.
Back to the basics. Don't come to me with no brother shit, nigga. I ain't your brother. Your mama ain't had me pussy ass, nigga. I don't know your pet. 1, 2, 3, let's go. Rolls Royce truck, but my winners ain't tenant. Gang trap out jumping like a winner's or a dentist.
Woo.
She ain't stopping shit, I decide when I finish.
Nope.
Race that judge, he decide who can send it. Hope she a bad bitch, eat the pussy like a spinach. She'll suck dick on her way to the dentist.
Woo.
I ain't never leaving my bitch, she a dime.
Nope.
Why would I switch out a dime for a penny?
Go trap out the drip, this a D or a hoodie.
So
stash on four, need somewhere to put it.
Work.
I'm with the blue tip bullet.
Clutch.
Thinking it's a prop till I up it in.
Pull it.
Bow. Paparazzi on, man, the fans keep asking.
What?
Why you swap the bougie bitch out for a ratchet?
Why?
Championship ring like a small face patty.
Winning.
Lambo truck and car parked at the mansion. I met her in June. She let me hit soon. She ate the dick like a prune. I hop in the room. The bass go boom. Call me Lil Boosie, I zoom.
Scratch
I'm still on that hood shit. Riding with a full clip.
Honey.
Tank top fruity loom.
Right now.
I'm with some buffoons. They walk up and face you. Now you a hotter balloon.
Go. Rolls Royce truck, but my winners ain't tenant. Trap house jumping like a winner's or a dentist.
Woo.
Stop a shit, I decide when I finish.
Nope.
Race that judge, he decide who can send it.
Fuck,
she a bad bitch, eat the pussy like a spinach. She'll suck dick on her way to the dentist. I ain't never leaving my bitch, she'll
dime.
Why would I switch out a dime for a penny?
Woo. Woo.
Why would I switch out a dime for a penny?
Gang.
Woo. Woo. Why would I switch out a dime for a penny?
Gang, gang.
Woo. Woo. Why would I switch out a dime for a penny?
Gang, gang.
Woo. 1, 2, 3, let's go. When I pull up, all the bad bitches get in. Know I'm the shit, cause the bad bitches sit in. I can't come in, it's the choppers, they get in. I can't come in, it's the robbers, they fit in. Rocks on my wrist and my eyes cost 2 million. I'm a young rich nigga, stacked to the city. Walking the bike, did it bop like I'm did it. 1, 2, 3, let's go. Pull through the drive-thru, a killer gon' surprise you.
Hey.
If you kill a rap nigga, 12 gon' arrest
hey.
You. These niggas out here snitch, disguise you. I'ma go and buy some old land, disguise you.
Gang, gang.
I put my dick inside you.
Gang, gang.
She took a plan B and I knew.
Gang, gang.
She said her bitch got a little bitch and her little bitch admire you.
Rolls Royce truck, but my winners ain't tenant.
Gang. Trap house jumping like a winner's or a dentist.
Woo.
She ain't stopping shit, I decide when I finish.
Nope.
Race that judge, he decide who can send it.
Fuck,
she a bad bitch, eat the pussy like a spinach. She'll suck dick on her way to the dentist. I ain't never leaving my bitch, she'll
dime.
Why would I switch out a dime for a penny?
Woo. Woo.
Why would I switch out a dime for a penny?
Gang.
Woo. Why would I switch out of that for a penny? Gang, gang. Why would I switch out of that for a penny? Gang, gang.
Why would I switch out of dime for a penny? Hey, man, I'm too tired to listen to that. That's a jam. It's true. Like, why would you switch out a motherfucking dime for a penny? Like, you could do so much more with a dime. What you gonna do with a penny? You gotta do stuff nine times as much using a penny. You dig? All righty. We got a caller calling in that wants to speak. And 8823. Caller,
88823. Yes, this pretty on the line. Hello.
Yes, this pretty on the line. Oh man, we got our vet in the building. Big pretty on the line, y'all. We're tapping in. It's Real Talk Radio plus Beat Entertainment live radio streaming. And the topic tonight is the dysfunctional, the ins and the outs, the ugly, the good, and the bad. Do we need freaks in this industry? Hell no. All right. Okay, tell us, how did you get into the industry, and tell us about how you got started.
Well, how I got started is that you have to start. So, I mean, you can't say, oh, I ain't got no shoes, I ain't got no clothes. Shit, I started with nothing. I used what I had, made do with what I got, and I gradually came up. I mean, I had some downfalls in and out, you know, being in the naked hustle. But you got to overcome those obstacles, and you will eventually, as long as you stay in the game and stay true and stay loyal. I know Mimi is one of the best CEOs that I know that's out there that actually put a lot of us on money when we ain't had shit. And I make it through all the time, you know. I just let Mimi know, you know, what's going on. She's a very understanding CEO. I love working for Blush Beauty. I would stay true to the game. I would never cross over, no matter how many inboxes I get, to work another event or to cross over to another group. I would never change that. I'm always Plush Beauty, baby. Be pretty in the building. Come out tonight and support us at Pharaoh's tonight. It is Fat Tuesday. And again, it is my motherfucking birthday. Turning 32 today. Come on out and support the BBWs with the wide asses. As I heard of today, from somebody today, they called me and they let me know that BBWs is bringing the money in. They bringing the money in the dope. So come on, let's keep doing what we're doing, and we're gonna keep pushing. And that's that.
Yeah. So y'all make sure y'all shout out happy birthday to my vet in the building. Y'all can look her up on Instagram. Her name is Big Pretty, and she's one of the people that I think has been down loyal. 10 toes down since day one. And like she said, I bring y'all in. I bring people in as an amateur, so I don't expect people to come in with the heels on and their office already on and stuff going on. So, you know, I bring you in as amateur so you can make the money, so you can start investing into yourself. And then next thing you know, you're gonna be looking like a dime store. Then you're gonna be walking out singing the song. Why are you cutting up that? But it's the next hustle. You know, you have to stay focused, and you gotta believe in yourself, and you gotta be confident. And then you also gotta understand people are gonna have something to say negative. People gonna say, "Oh, she's bad. Oh, she's not even wear that. Oh, she's too big. Oh, this and that." But when you're confident in yourself, it doesn't matter what no one says. You can put on a onesie and still make money. That means you are confident in your skin. And there's a market out here for people that love BBW women. There's a market out here for people that want to see the big, beautiful, and the bold women. And don't let nobody's parents tell you any different because it's not true. You know, it's not. It's probably not true. And people used to be in the closet about it. Me and used to sit in the closet and be like, I'm going to come out. I'm going to throw a couple of dollars on her. But now they're coming out. Men are coming out, and they're literally coming up to the club and saying, is this BBW night? Is the BBWs in here tonight? Where the BBWs at? Oh, I want to see some ass. I want to see some thighs. I want to see something with some cushion for the cushion. Men are openly coming out now. They're no longer hiding in the closet. Half of the men now are actually dating women with, you know, full fitted women. And there's nothing wrong with that. Now, me, I can honestly say I'm really big on a BBW thing. But a question that a customer asked me today, well, I talked about this, and I'm going to briefly talk about it because this is not the series to talk about it on. It's going to be on one of my series, but this is not what it's going to be about. So right now, we're only talking about the naked hustle. But they wanted to know how big it's too big to work with you. I can honestly say I've never really turned anybody down. I really only turn people down when they have a bad attitude and they're starting a lot of drama, or, you know, it's not something. If I know that you're not fit to do it and you're uncomfortable with yourself, I'm going to tell you to go home and think about it. I've never really just to make myself anyone known. I never really think that I don't think I actually really turned too many people down. If I ever turned you down and you want to get another chance of trying again and you feel like you're ready, my door's open. I always come back. But if you burnt your bridges with me and you've done some snake fuck shit or snake stuff, come to me like an adult. And let's talk about it, because life is too short to sit back and hold grudges and anger. And we're grown women and with kids and our families. Let's talk like adults and we can do it overstood. Not understood, but overstood. You agree? We're going to go into the room. And we're going to be back because tonight, like we appreciate that BBW night tonight, and I got to get up. I look good too. I'm the CEO. I get my eyes and part of the hair. I got to see what I'm going to wear. You feel me? We're going to be good about 8 o'clock. So we're going to play some song. And then we're going to see what we're going to do.
I said, Rico, where you been at, man? Nigga, I been sitting here chilling, bro. Rico, we gonna drop your next album, your mixtape, bro. Don't worry about it. When it come out, it's gonna be some fire. I know it's gonna be a wait, but hey, let me tell you something, man. I've been doing this shit for the longest, bro. I know what the hell I'm doing. Yeah. Just keep waiting on it, man. Watch out for soon. Rico, where you been at? Sorry, I can't say. Yeah. Got racks in the safe. Yeah. He broke, can't relate. Get the fuck out my face. I'ma blow your shit away. Police acts, I can't say.
Okay.
Nigga, you ain't safe. Get the fuck out my way. Nigga, you dumb? Nigga, you stupid? I'ma shoot you like Cupid. When I say I do it. When I say I do it. When I say I do it. When I say I do. When I say I do it. Niggas be calling me, asking me questions. Talking about where the fuck you been. Nigga, if I gotta tell you again, we're gonna have some problems in this bitch. Nigga, don't worry. You just tryna watch me.
Watch.
Niggas be pocket watching. Niggas ain't no Mari. Get the fuck out of my presence. Okay. If I see you again, we're gonna have some problems, some issues you don't wanna have. Niggas be talking like Michael. You walking this, niggas be trying to grab. I ain't gonna wait on you. This ain't no Blue Clues. Bitch, I ain't gonna be looking for you. So get out of my way. Nigga, I'm at the top now. Been doing this shit for the longest. Nigga, I'm at the block now. You be sitting here for the longest. You be sitting there homeless. Nigga, you sitting there homeless. Now I'm sitting here balling. Sorry, I can't say. Got racks in the safe. He broke, can't relate.
You can't relate.
Get the fuck out my face. I'm gonna blow your shit away. Police acts, I can't say it. Nigga, you ain't safe.
Nah.
Get the fuck out my way. Nigga, you dumb. Nigga, you stupid. I'ma shoot you like Cupid. When I say I do it. When I say I do it. When I say I do it. When I say I do. When I say I do it. Got too much money in my pocket, I'm ready to go spend it.
Gang.
Mall, you already know we gon' get it.
Okay.
Everybody see me, tryna be watching.
Yeah.
Niggas don't know why I'm in it. Nigga, I been in your city. You said you was gon' pop up, but you never did it. And I'm looking here tryna figure out where the fuck you been. Nigga be sitting in his home. I be going all wrong. Niggas in the zone. Thump your ass like I'm bone. I don't really care how you feel. I'ma show you what's real.
Okay.
Rico production is bitch. Nigga, we ain't never gon' steal.
Okay.
Nigga, we gon' get it how we gonna get it. Ain't nobody gon' stop us from doing what we do. I got girls that will talk to you. Come to me, act like everything's new. So I be calling your phone up. Talking about where you at. Nigga, you a non-existent. And young nigga, that's unfair. Sorry, I can't say. Got racks in the safe.
Rack.
He broke every leg.
Nah.
Get the fuck out my face.
Get the fuck out my face.
I'ma blow your shit away. Police acts, I can't say. Nigga, you ain't safe. Get the fuck out my way.
Get the fuck out my face.
Nigga, you dumb.
Hey.
Nigga, you stupid.
Hey.
I'ma shoot you like you. When I say I do it.
Hey.
When I say I do it. When I say I do it. When I say I do. When I say I do it.
I like that one. The one that you said I got to act on. Hey, can you focus on me? I keep it juicy, juicy. I eat that lunch. She keep that booty, booty. She keep that plump, yeah. That natural beauty, beauty.
Overdose, you bring it back, back, back. I'm a big dog trying to eat the kitty cat, cat. I'ma slide in the way it fit. I could tell we match. All about my racks, hella cheese. I don't fuck with racks. Big crib in Hollywood, I don't even act. Come relax, let a nigga tap. What you wanna act? Take a low with the pop, wipe the pain away. Juicy and it's tighter than a virgin like Madonna said. I love when you give in, I love when you don't. Hit me with the threesome and sometimes you won't. You told me don't fuck with no bitches, you know. Nah. You got it, yeah, you got it, baby. Bust it on the floor.
I keep it juicy, dude. I eat that lunch. She keep that booty, booty. Yeah. She keep that plump, yeah. That natural beauty, beauty. In the night, he see that in the dark and in the right. He keep that, keep it running like a plum. He need that, need the rub beneath the thighs. He eat that, eat that up and in the night. He see that in the dark and in the right. He keep that, keep it running. I eat that lunch. Yeah. She keep that booty, booty. She keep that plump. Yeah.
I just pulled up in a coupe. I skidded off in a Rari. Never met niggas with a Rari. Never mind, I just pulled up. Hey. I just pulled up in a Toyota. Now I'm going to Burger King bottle. I just bought all of their burgers. Yeah. Hey. Now I'm loving it. Huh?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm McLovin' it. Huh?
Okay.
Now McDonald's will be loving.
Hell no.
Yeah. What we be fucking in, huh?
Uh-huh.
She just be fucking in, huh?
Oh.
I just pulled up in the coupe.
No,
yeah. Running the digits, I'm up. Talking shit, niggas is up. Yeah. Somebody got injured, I'm up.
Okay.
Running these niggas, don't stop me. Yeah. Looking at me, they trying to drop me. I don't really listen to them. Yeah. I don't want to instant them. She with the Eminems. I give her a Snicker bar. Call her my phone cause she car. Yeah. I pass it up like their car. Yeah. Niggas don't know what I know.
No.
I just do it for a show.
Hell
yeah.
No.
You call me up for a buck. Pass on these hoes, Andrew Luck. Yeah. Niggas really wanna stunt.
Yeah.
I pulling up with the bars in. Niggas calling on my phone. Niggas really think they not ran. I'm losing my mind. Losing control. Yeah. Losing my mind. Losing control. I just pulled up in the coupe. Yeah. I scared off in a Rari, never mind, that's a Minari. I'm pulling up in Toyotas. I'm going to Burger King, I'm buying everything, I just be loving on her. I be like, Yeah, I just be loving on her, make love. Huh. Yeah, I just be loving on her. Huh. She be me fucking my world. Huh. I just be getting it, getting it, getting it, getting it. I just be winning it, winning it. She said she want me to go suicide, huh? So I go all inside, yeah. I be pulling on a ride, yeah. I be putting her on a ride, yeah. She be over there talking, looking at me better walking. Niggas be calling my phone on some disrespectful shit, I'm hauling. Niggas calling, I'm balling. All these niggas really stalling. When they say they gonna drop something, I be with it, yeah. When they want it, I can tell they ain't, yeah. Couple million dollars, it ain't the same, yeah. But I got some change on me. I'm about to go to the mall and go and splurge on me. You already know.
I just pulled up in a coupe. I scared off in a Rari. Never mind, niggas with the Rari. Never mind, I just put up. Hey. I just pulled up in a Toyota. Now I'm going to Burger King bottle. I just bought all of their burgers. Yeah. Hey. Now I'm loving it. Hmm. Y'all make loving it, huh? No McDonald's what we loving. Yeah. Hey, what we be fucking in, huh? She just be fucking in, huh?
What's up, what's up, what's up? It's your girl, Mimi. I'm back. Took a long, little break. I had to do some things, you know. Had my baby in the background. You know, we're still quarantining over here in Houston, H-Town, and I know we're streaming nationwide so everybody can hear us. But in Texas, we're still quarantining out here. I mean, we're still going by the rules. We're still masking up. We're still safe. You know what I'm saying? So we're kind of like doing everything from home, trying to stay the six-foot distance rule. And when we do get around crowds, we try to mask up and stay safe. It's really, I know we was always doing the topics every week about Corona, but real briefly, you guys, Corona is real. Mask up, stay safe, you know. I thought it was a joke, but I know several people, you know, that actually caught it. So it's real. It's real out here in these streets. How it came about, no one will never know. And that topic is gone, long gone. We are all on to the naked hustle right now. Let me give you real briefly some information on how to reach me if you are looking to become the next plus beauty model or dancer. And the reason why I call the girls models instead of dancers, because it takes a lot of strength and it takes a lot of charisma, I could say, to do it, you know, and you're wearing clothes pretty in, and you're modeling in it, and people are paying you and tipping you to be a big, beautiful person. So with that being said, I call them models instead of dancers. Anyway, we still got Big Pretty online. We're going to bring her in real briefly for my last segment. And then after that, we're going to catch y'all next Tuesday at 7 o'clock Central Time. But how you can reach me is I just launched my website. I redid it. It's still in the process of me adding all the dancers and models. Every day, I will be adding new models and dancers onto the website. Right now, Big Pretty is the feature model on the website for the simple fact that she's been with me for a long time. And, you know, she's been marketing herself. I will be adding more tomorrow. You can still go online and you can book and do everything you need to do. If you're looking to work for us, you can go on my website and you can put under contact me, and it's going to go to plushbeautymodels@gmail.com. Now, the website information is www.plushbeautymodels.com. plushbeautyent.com. www.plushbeautyent.com. Yes, I own the domain name. Yes, I own the company. It's DBA owned. There's no fly-by-night company. This is a real business. A lot of the girls were discouraged because they thought that it was a man running the company. It's actually a woman running the company. I am not a pimp. I am a what you call a body positivity, which means I motivate BBW women. I am a mom of my own. I have kids. I motivate big, beautiful women to come out of their shell. So, with that being said, my website is now up. You can go there and you can apply, and I will get the message as soon as you apply. If you fit the criteria, I will be contacting you within 24 to 48 hours. We do have weekly work. You are guaranteed to make money with my company. Every month, you're making money. You're making money every week. You're making money. There's not gonna. If you haven't been with me for 30 days and you have not made money, you might want to slap yourself. Because if you work for me for more than 30 days and I made a dollar, something is seriously wrong with you. And if you was to stay with me more than 2 weeks and ain't made a dollar, I guarantee you, you would not flush material and you would not be working with me. It means you're not trying. Because everybody I know, they get a bag. They run up the bag. So, and for customers, if you want to know what our next event is, hit the website. If you want to book girls and models, and you want to see what the upcoming models look like, the flyers, hit the website. Everything you need to know is on the website.
Oh, God.
Big Pretty, are you still on?
All the way? Oh, okay.
Okay, Big Pretty, you still on? We can hear you live stream.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm here. Can you put me on mute for 1 second?
All righty. Okay, so anyway, while she's doing her thug fizzle, you guys can follow me also on Instagram where you can see the girls dancing, you can see where they're working at, and that's going to be Plush Beauty ENT 2020, the year 2020, so it's 2020, Plush Beauty ENT 2020, 2020. And it's already 8:10. So with that being said, we're about to close out, and I'm going to catch you guys next week. Everybody, thank y'all for calling in and tapping in, but we got to get to this money. We got to get to this Fat Tuesdays. If you're in the Houston area and you want to know where the BBWs are tonight, we at Fat Tuesdays at Pharaoh's. And if you want to know where that's at, feel free to follow us on Instagram, Plush Beauty, ENT 2020, and look at the flyer. Address is on the flyer. You guys have a safe night. Mask up. Stay prayed up out there and pray for your enemies because everybody needs prayer too. God bless. Stay safe.